Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go.
I hope and pray all is well with each and every one of you. And I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful night's rest. And I'm looking forward to sharing with you on this morning. And we're just going to get right to it. So today we're going to be talking about moving from thinking to doing. Sometimes, truth be told, we think so much that we never actually began to get things done. I'm talking about today, but as normal, let me just do a quick recap of what we talked about on yesterday. Yesterday, we talked from the topic, I don't see it. Which was, it was wonderful. I had a great time. And in this, we talked about how we need to consider the differences of others, how we need to welcome different thoughts, different perspectives, so that we could be better, that we can move along, and that we'll be actually prepared for whatever may come. And so that's what we dealt with on yesterday. And so again, let's get on to it today. Again, we'll be dealing with moving from thinking to doing, which is very, very, very important. So leaders, no matter where you may serve in your leadership, leaders must constantly attempt to move themselves forward and provide those who are under their leadership, provide them with leadership and push them to also move forward, which requires a leader to be productive and to be in productive intentionally. So in order for leaders to move forward, in order for leaders to move from thinking only to doing, it is imperative for leaders to get to a place that they move themselves and those under their leadership forward, which requires leaders to be productive intentionally. Because productivity, it doesn't just happen on its own. It doesn't just fall out the sky. But we have to make sure that we position ourselves that we are productive intentionally. However, if we are not careful, we will find ourselves always about to do something. And so we don't want to get into a cycle in which we are constantly about to do things and nothing gets done. And so we want to keep that in our mind. We don't want to constantly tell ourselves we're about to launch a product, that we are about to start the program, about to go to school, about to forge this partnership, about to apply for this loan or this house or whatever the case may be. We don't always want to get into a place in which we're about to do something, but we want to really make sure that we're actually being productive, which requires us to what? To do something. And so we want to keep that in our minds, okay? And if we are not careful, we will spend so much time thinking about things. And that is an interesting thing because, of course, you have to think before you do something. The Bible even talks about making sure that you count the cost. And so that is all about being prepared before doing. So, of course, thinking has to be in the mix. Planning has to be in the mix. However, sometimes if we're not careful, we can be thinking so much, planning so much to a point in which we feel as if we're overwhelmed or that we cannot move forward. And that's contrary to the whole point of thinking and preparing. The whole point of thinking and preparing is to get you to a place that you can go ahead and do the various things that you're supposed to do. All right. So we don't want to get to a place in which we're thinking and planning too much that we don't do. but we want to actually begin to do things. And if we're going to go to our next level, wherever that next will be for you, if we're going to go to our next level and to do great things, at some point, we're just going to have to start. We're going to have to start doing things and doing it with all that's in us and to the best of our ability. And let me let you know, every single leader, especially those leaders who really, really, really desire to make no mistakes, which is really not realistic. However, because we're human. However, I want you to know that this is the time, that this is the season for us to really do all that we can to get to our next level. The time is now. There's no longer a time to wait. There's no longer a time to be okay with just thinking and pondering, but the time to do great things, it is now. And I want to encourage every single leader, every single person who is watching now, those who will watch later, I want to encourage you and let you know that you have what it takes. It's all a matter of changing your mentality and going forward, okay? But in order to do so, in order to move forward, there's a couple of things that we should keep in mind. And I just want to share with you two things that I think that we should all consider, okay? The first thing I want to share with you is, do not think in silos. Don't think in silos. Do not think in silos by yourself, okay? When we think in silos and never share that we are thinking what we're thinking about or what we're planning with others, then we get to a place in which we do not hold ourselves accountable. Or if we do hold ourselves accountable, we will give ourselves break after break after break after chance after chance after chance, and find ourselves not moving anywhere. And so when we think in silos, we're the ones who hold ourselves accountable. But truth be told, 9 times out of 10, we are really not holding ourselves accountable to our own best abilities. We give ourselves so much slack, which does not help us to move forward and to obtain the goals that we have in our hearts and our minds. That is a great desire of ours. And in order to get to this next level, in order to be a great leader, it's imperative that accountability is in the mix. So you need to share and move your ideas from just being known by you to being known by others, so that the others could really hold you accountable, because the others are going to be a little bit more harder on us in terms of accountability than ourselves if we were going to tell the truth. In social psychology, there's something out there that is being talked about that we must also consider, because they talk about how in the midst of groups, in the midst of company, generally speaking, everyone's behavior begins to change. And so we have to keep that in mind, because in silos, it's just you, your behavior, your thinking, it is just connected to you. However, when we move and start sharing our thoughts, sharing the things that we've been thinking about, sharing the things that we, our endeavors that we want to accomplish, when we start sharing those things, our group, our circle begins to hear it, and it helps us to be productive. I said this before, but this African proverb is so powerful that if we want to go fast, to go alone, but if we want to go far, go together. And so that is so important, because even if I switch the proverb just a little bit, I really believe that far, that could be going far in your purpose, far in your destiny, far in your money, far in your career, far in any area in your life. If you want to go far, you have to go together. And so the great thing about it is we already know the society in which we live in. We live in a society in which everyone wants things fast. However, if you get things fast and it is of no substance, is it really any good? However, if we are going through this journey and are becoming better and becoming equipped to do great things, and we go far, that is so much better, and it has so much security in the midst of that. So just keep that in your hearts and in your minds. And so as we move from thinkers to doers, it's imperative that we stop thinking alone, but in the midst of others, at least sharing your ideas with others, so that you can get some feedback, get some intake in from others, and they can hold you accountable. But even like we talked about yesterday, you may get another perspective, you may get another understanding that you have never even contemplated before, which is really going to help you to advance. The second thing I want to share with you on today is not only share your ideas with others, not only do we want to move you from thinking in silos to thinking amongst others who are like-minded. Before I move on, let me say this one more thing. Everybody who you may be connected to or who you may know is not going to be 100% happy with your success. They're not going to be encouraging to your success. They're not going to want to do everything to help you to become better. And so we have to use wisdom when it comes to sharing what we share with others and who we share to others. Because one thing that you must be mindful of is that sometimes a word of discouragement could just alter your whole disposition, can alter your whole mindset and have you going backwards. And then we have to work on this rebooting stage and all of that, which is, it's okay, because sometimes we all get discouraged. However, if there's any way possible that we could skip that stage, it's best that we should do so. And so I want to encourage you, as you move beyond thinking in silos to sharing with others, make sure you're talking to some really good folks who really do mean you well, who really wants you to prosper, who really wants you to grow and to do great things. Please make sure that you're sharing with those people and those people only. All right, let's go to the second point, which is connect with doers. Connect with doers. It is a common phrase, and I really believe it's true, that birds of a feather flock together. And so we have to keep that in our minds, that we have to connect with doers. If we're connecting with people who are only thinkers, are only planners, and don't get anything done, don't get anything accomplished, then we will follow suit. It's another great author, businessman, financial literacy entrepreneur by the name of John Hope Bryan. And he says this, and it was comical when I first heard him say it, but it really applies. He said, if you're hanging around 9 broke people, he said, you'll be the 10th. He said, if you hang around 9 broke people, then you will be the 10th. And I really believe that the contrary is also true, that if you hang around 9 millionaires, 9 business owners, if you hang around 9 entrepreneurs, if you hang around 9 great, effective, innovative, powerful leaders, then you will be the 10th. And so we have to keep that in our minds, because who we are hanging around constantly, who we're talking to, who we're sharing ideas, who we are entertaining, who we are allowing to entertain us, those who are in our circle, they influence who we are becoming and who we are growing to be. And so we have to keep that in our minds, that who we are connected to, it really does matter. So we have to keep that in our mind. And so in years that have gone by, there's been this talk in the umbrella of social psychology about this notion of normality. And so this is so important, because once we get into a group, the group dynamic, oftentimes it changes us. And sometimes it can change us for the bad, but sometimes it positions us for the good and to do great things. That's why it's so important who we are hanging around. Okay, so in social psychology, it is said that groups normalize behaviors, which is a step further than conforming to behaviors. Because when a person conforms, they generally are doing things just to get along. When people conform, they normally are doing things just to get along, just to, you know, not to worry about the people and worry about naysayers or, do the politic things. However, when something becomes normalized, not only are the things in the groups seen as okay, but you really do believe that it is the right thing to do. And so if we hang around thinkers and they never plan, there's a time that's going to happen. I mean, they only plan rather and do not do anything. They just think and plan, but do not execute. If we hang around those people long enough, it will become normalized, meaning we will think that that is okay and that is sufficient. However, friends, that is not what it's going to take to get to the next level. Because it's impossible to get to the next if you do nothing different. And the different thing that must be done is actually doing things, actually executing things. Okay. And so if we want to become doers, if we want to be doing great things, if we want to step out the box, step out of our comfort zone and really begin to do some wonderful things in whatever industry that we're in, it's going to require us to hang around doers, to connect with doers, to connect with people who are really truly making an impact. Because if we hang around them, then sooner or later, that group dynamic, according to the social psychology component, that group dynamic will do something to us so that we will feel as if this is normal, that this is right, that this is what should be done. And that if I am not doing this, then something is wrong with me. And so we have to keep this in mind. We have to connect with doers, because when we connect with doers, we are able to adopt that culture into our personal lives and do various things in small increments that will give us great, powerful outcomes. And so we want to keep that in mind. So again, the first thing that we talked about is we want to make sure that we do not think in silos, that we do not think alone. Or if we do think alone, we want to move out of our silo and share what we've been thinking with the right people. The second thing we talked about this morning is we want to connect with doers. If we're surrounded around people who never do anything but just talk, we will be just like them. However, if we connect with movers and shakers, those who are really making an impact, those who are really doing great things, then we will follow suit and do great things together. So as we connect with doers, doing things will become a part of our lives. It will become a part of our framework and a part of our existence. And it'll soon be something that we just can't shake. And so I want you all to keep that in mind, okay? Because it's important. All leaders, we have to be moving. We have to actually be doing something, because there are people who are watching. There's an organization whose success is contingent upon our leadership and what we do. And so we want to keep that in mind. There's one more thing I want to share with you, that doing, and when it comes down to connecting with doers, we have to be mindful of what they're actually doing. Because doing things just to be busy looks very similar to doing things that look productive. I'm going to say that again. From the outside looking in, those who are being busy as they are doing things and those who are doing productive things and are doing things, it looks alike. It's so hard from the outside in to tell the difference between someone who's doing things and they're just busy doing stuff and actually people who are doing things, but it's actually productive and moving them forward. It looks so close. They're almost like twins. They're not identical twins, but they are twins. And so we have to be mindful of that and be watchful and use wisdom, because we don't want to be just doing things to say we're busy, just to fill up our calendar. But we want to be doing things that are productive and that's going to get us closer to doing what we know that we ought to do. And so as normal, there's two more things we have to do before we leave on this morning, and that is our homework and our prayer. And so for the homework, I want you to think about this. I want you to set a goal to move yourself closer to doing what you have been thinking about. I don't know what you've been thinking about. I don't know if you've been trying to start a business. I don't know if you've been trying to start a nonprofit. I don't know if you've been trying to see how you could move your team closer and you need a third party, you need a consultant, you need coaching, whatever the case may be, whatever you need for your business, for your personal leadership, your personal life, whatever. I want you to move from just thinking about it, from just planning and writing and journaling and putting it up on your to-do list or your wall or whatever the case may be. I want you to think about what you can do to move one step closer to actually doing it, to bringing those things into fruition. And so I want you to think about that. I want you to really move towards doing that on today. And so as we normally do, there's one more thing we got to do, and that is pray. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every single person who is watching. I pray that you be with them, that you strengthen them. Lord, I pray that you give us all the courage, the desire, the discipline, and everything else that we're going to need to move from just being thinkers and believers to doing. Help us, oh God, to really understand that faith without works, that it is dead. And faith without movement does not bring us anywhere. And so we have to bring ourselves to a place in which we exercise active faith. Help us, oh God, to position our hearts and our minds, put fear aside, put doubt aside, put worry aside, and walk, live in active faith so that we can do great things. We're great leaders. We are great leaders, and you are pushing us to be even greater, not for our name's sake, not so that we can be recognized or get glory, so that we can lead effectively with purpose to help those who we lead get to the next level so we can do great things and expand your kingdom. I declare and I decree that this will be the day that favor will be our portion. This will be the day in which we open our minds to being able to do. This is the day that we will move from thinking to doing. This is the day that we will start to really move ourselves to our great future that is ahead, to our great promised land, so that we can do and be all that you've called us to be, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all so very much for joining me on this morning. And I love to connect with all of those who are on. And so let's chat here and there. And if I can ever be of any assistance to you, just let me know. And I pray that you have a great day, and that today is the start of a season in which you will be doing things productively. This is going to be a great day and a great season. And this second half of the year, I really believe it's going to be amazing. And it's going to be wonderful, and great things are going to come by the works of our hands. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome and fabulous day. God be with you.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together, so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson. And I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.